Welcome to eMemory 2019 First Quarter Webcast Conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li Jingchen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.inmemory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you all for attending eMemory's 2019 First Quarter Investor Conference Call. In today's presentation, we would like to report our operation results of 2019 Q1 and update the status of our technologies and outlook for 2019. First, I would like to report our 2019 Q1 results. Our Q1 revenue was NT$395 million, a decrease of 2.9% sequentially and an increase of 5.5% year over year. The operating expenses of Q1 was NT$201 million, down 9.6% sequentially and up 4% year over year. As a result, Q1 operating income increased 5.3% sequentially and increased 7% year over year. The operating margin of Q1 was 49.1% with EPS NT$2.39 and ROE at 38.9%. In the following, I will break down the revenue contribution by licensing fee and royalty. In Q1, 73% of revenue was from royalty and 27% from license fee. Royalty was record high, up 2.6% sequentially and increased 11.3% year over year. License fee was down 15.2% sequentially and 7.6% year over year. The decline of licensing revenue is mainly due to prolonged contract negotiations with some big customers, and we expect revenue recognition in Q2 and the second half of 2019. If we break down by revenue by technologies, for NeoBit, the license fee is down 33% compared to first quarter, compared to last quarter, and 45% year over year. The reason is because NeoBit technologies had been deployed to many process nodes among foundries, therefore less contribution to technology license fee. In addition, we have already developed very large NeoBit IP library, resulting the decrease of non-recurring engineering fee. As most new product tape-outs are using existing IP, the usage fee of design licenses still grow continuously. NeoBit is a very strong cash cow for us, as very few R&D resources incur, and still contributed 84% of royalty for the quarter, an increase of 15.4% sequentially and 6.5% year over year. And for NeoFuse, which accounted for 60% of total license fee for the quarter, up 8% sequentially and increased to 24% year over year. This shows increasing adoptions of NeoFuse in advanced nodes and will drive royalty growth in the future. Its royalty declined 43% sequentially, but still up 161% year over year. This is mainly due to the seasonal factors, as DDI-related products always pre-built in two quarters and rest for the other quarters. For NeoE and the NeoMTP, license fee decreases 35% sequentially and 19% year over year. The decline was primarily due to more NeoMTP license contracts signed in last Q1 and Q4. These design projects are under development and will tap out soon. The royalty revenue was up 8.2% sequentially, but down 33.4% year over year. The decrease is due to one of our fingerprint customers' product transitions. If we break down royalty by 8-inch and 12-inch wafers, royalty from 12-inch wafer increased 8.3% sequentially and 22% year over year. And the 8-inch royalty remained flat sequentially and up 6.5% year over year. Next, I would like to take the next few minutes to recap two important applications our IP were designed into due to their significant addressable market. The first is our NeoFuse to be used in DRAM to replace laser fuse for DRAM repair. In the past, laser fuse has been used to connect the redundant memory array to replace the array with broken bits. There are several disadvantages by using laser fuse trimmer. After wafer level testing, DRAM wafers need to be moved to laser trimmer machine to operate the laser fuse. After DRAM chip is packaged, no more laser trimming can be applied if there are more broken bits induced by during the packaging process. By using our NeoFuse, the above disadvantage can be resolved. The NeoFuse can be directly activated to connect the redundancy memory array to replace array with broken bits during the wafer level testing. After DRAM is packaged, if there are still new broken bits induced during package processes, NeoFuse can be activated again to perform the array replacement functions. So by using NeoFuse to replace the traditional laser fuse, the benefits are reducing the complexity of the manufacturing flows. The second is to greatly reducing the manufacturing cost by simplifying the process flow and eliminate the use of laser trimming machine, and improving higher yield by performing both repair at the wafer level testing and the final testing. We have already worked with two DRAM customers last year and have requested from another DRAM fab this year. As the business model we sign with customer is royalty based by wafer shipment, we expect DRAM will contribute to our revenue significantly in the future. We believe our NeoFuse is the most robust solution in the market and will promote our technology to worldwide DRAM companies. The second new application is using NeoPUF on FPGA to protect the program which is used to configure the FPGA to perform certain ASIC functions. When FPGA is activated, the program stored in the memory will be uploaded so that the gate array will base on the program to configure the ASIC functions, which desired by the system. However, if this program is not protected well and will be stolen by the hackers could change the design and create the backdoor for his convenience, or even shut down the system. And the second, the hacker can steal the program and copy into the FPGA chips to sell the counterfeit products. Both events will cost the chip companies and their customers very huge loss. Therefore, FPGA needs high-level hardware security to protect its program. The NeoPUF can play a role to generate unique ID or private key to encrypt the program code such that the hacker is not able to steal the original program code. We have several FPGA customers requesting such solutions. As we continue to penetrate to new application by our core technologies, NeoBit, NeoFuse, NeoEE, NeoMTP, and the NeoPUF, the following ICs have embedded our technologies, power management IC, LCD driver, various sensors, RFID, OLED driver, network IC, digital TV, setup box, SSD controller, Bluetooth, TDDI, MCU, fingerprint sensors, smart meters, surveillance, DRAM, embedded flash, and FPGA. In the future, we have planned to enter CPU, AP, GPU, and the NAND flash market to make our long-term goal, in-memory embedded everywhere, come true. With our persistent effort in investing innovation, we are recently developing a series of path-based hardware security IP to secure the connected world, which including unique ID, true random number generator, key encryption key, secure storage, key generators, authentication, and the digital signature. These security IPs will add value to all the chip makers and the system house to enable the security functions, especially our PUF two random number generator, which is much lower cost with high speed, low power, and a very powerful function than traditional methods. So this is our mission, to embed our IP in every chip to secure the connected world. Finally, I would like to give the outlook of 2019 and the future prospect. As the second quarter is traditional, the bottom of the year, because the royalty reflected the first quarter of foundry's wafer shipment and the lack of two semi-annual foundries payment, which those two foundries report a royalty in January and July only. We expect revenue to decline sequentially as usual, but grow year over year. We expect a strong second half of a new product due to the new products ramping up. For license fee, NeoFuse demand is very strong. We expect current contract negotiation to be final to contribute license fee growth. For royalty, AUH will grow as largest U.S. customers are ramping up power management IC rapidly. The multiple new products in the pipeline for production this year will drive 12-inch royalty to grow further. For example, Bluetooth and TDDI in 55 nanometer, OLED DDI in 40 nanometer, switch, digital TV, setup box, surveillance, and the SSD controller in 28 nanometer. Our DRAM customers will start production by the end of this year. And for the new technology and the IP development, we continue to catch up the most advanced process, 7 nanometer and the 5 nanometer, and engage first-tier customers. Second, to co-work with IDM companies to develop emerging memories, MRAM and IRAM for AI applications. And the third, work with the number one IP company to embed our NeoFuse and the NeoPUF IP into their security processes. And the fourth, build PUF-based hardware security IP platform for smartphone, IoT, 5G, autonomous driving, AI, and the fintech. Finally, thank you all for your attention and the patience. We eMemory will continue to drive the new innovation in security to create values from our core technology and to create values for our customers and the shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. We now be. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As there is no question, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you all for attending today's investor conference. We eMemory will continue to drive the new innovation in security to create values from our core technologies and to create value for our customers and the shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.